beside the street.
I used to walk
in the shade
with those blues.
Where those blues
on. Yeah, jump in there, Dan.
I'm not afraid of this rover.
Clever. Devilishly clever.
Crossed over.
What?
Devilishly clever.
That was an English guy. Yeah. Wonder why that, how that got in there. Wonder who put that in there. Wonder who started slipping in a bunch of British stuff on our show.
Mm-hmm.
Not me. Oh, my goodness. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, the first show of 2018. I doubt that the shows in 18 will be any better than the ones in 17. That's just not it's not our mission to make a show better. We just that's not in us. Now,
no.
I sound a little funny, and I'm going to tell you why. When you people used to say this to me. They go, well, when you have grandchildren, and I have a grandson, they will bring home all kinds of like sicknesses and stuff, and it's true. They're carriers. Yeah, they're carriers of little diseases and germs. The funny thing is, my grandson was with us for about a week up until a couple of days ago. He was with us for about a week. Now he was fine. He didn't have a cold. He didn't have a scratchy throat. He didn't have any of this stuff. He was fine. Yet his dad, who is my son, in Jeff City, was miserable. I talked to him on the phone. He had this horror. I said, oh, man, that sounds terrible. I hope you feel better. And then my wife comes down with something, and then I do, and it's all because of that little carrier, disease carrier, my grandson. And it's true. They go to their little preschool, and they hang out with their little snotty-nosed friends and little coughing buddies, and then they bring that home. They may not necessarily get it, but they'll carry that germ home.
Well, they don't wash their hands like you're supposed to because they're young.
No, they don't. So I'll sound like Rod Stewart today. It worked for him.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just tell you that's what this is about. Now, the other thing you need to know is that the 4 o'clock hour, we're going to split the 4 o'clock hour with Dan Buffa and Taylor Nickerson. Dan Buffa is our movie guy. Taylor Nickerson is our tech guy. So they'll both jump in on the 4 o'clock hour. And once again, folks, if you have any questions, not necessarily for Buffa, that's not a question segment, but if you have a question about something you got for Christmas, it runs on batteries, or you can't figure it out, you got a new Apple Watch or something, I don't know how much time we'll have, but if you jump in there early, you'll probably get a shot at Taylor Nickerson. Make a note of our number. I like this number a lot better than the other one, 314-821-0590. That's 314-821-0590. That's whether you want to just talk to. And by the way, the more you folks talk, and the more that, the more I can get Tim to talk and Dan and Limey, I won't have to say a lot, and I'll just save what little scratchy stuff that I have for later. Now, it's our first time to be together in the new year. We've had a couple of long weekends and holidays. Does anybody? And you have to have something. Does anybody have something to say?
My little sister was in town.
Let me introduce you. Okay. Let me introduce you. Okay. A lot of people might not.
You
know
can say
are.
I do.
This is Limey Phillips from Birmingham, England. They go right ahead.
Thank you very much. So my little sister came into town last week. We got to spend Christmas. She went home on New Year's Day. Had a really, really good time. It's my mother's birthday tomorrow, and unfortunately she Katie had to leave town before we got to celebrate, and my mom is going to be working tomorrow night because she's volunteering. So I would like to take this chance to wish my mother a very happy early birthday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Very nice.
That's weird.
You know,
Friday's my mom's birthday.
When you tell a story, Limey, it always sounds like a news report. You know?
Yeah.
No, seriously. It's like anybody have anything to say? He goes, oh, my sister came in yesterday, and that's the news. And I'm Trevor Phillips, and this is the BBC. It sounds like a BBC report or something. That's not really a criticism. It's an observation.
We could do something like this. We could say, and now Trevor Phillips live from our London bureau. Trevor,
well, that's good. That makes us sound big.
Well, thanks, Dan. Last week at around 7:50, I believe it was Wednesday evening, my little sister touched down in St. Louis. She was here for a good couple of days, was not happy about the cold weather, but she went home safe and sound. Thanks, Dan. Back to you.
What's the weather in Birmingham, England right now?
Right now, I think it's about 40 degrees over there. Like, they're saying not that bad. It's kind of cold, but it's nothing compared to this Arctic wind we're getting. And they're supposed to be buried in snow, which means they're probably going to get about an inch or two, and it's going to shut down
everything.
The entire town. Because they don't have plows. They don't have, like, a MoDOT. You know what I mean? That's just dedicated to making sure the roads are safe. It's
they
all
need
like,
LoDOT there.
They need LoDOT. They need something.
Right now,
I don't know.
Right now, Frank, Birmingham, United Kingdom, has 41 degrees outside. Rain showers expected into the evening with a wind of 16 miles per hour and humidity of 91 degrees. It'll be 47 on Wednesday, 49 on Thursday, and a balmy 45 on Friday.
See how contagious your accent is? We all get it. Now, I don't know anything about other parts of the world. I'm an idiot about world affairs or history. England right now, is it summer or winter? What is
it's
it?
It's winter. It's
so
winter.
They have winter when we have winter.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Yep.
Do they get a lot of snow? Because I think of England. I think of rain, but I don't think of snow.
Scotland will probably get the most snow out of the whole country, but not normally. There's not a lot of snow, and if it is, it's only going to be tops 3 inches.
And Frank, all your listeners in England listen to the show 9 to midnight because you're on over there at 9 to midnight.
That's true.
And they listen live.
That is true. Wow. Yeah. Well done.
The
facts.
Mm-hmm. Fun fact.
Hey, Limey, I should know this. How long have you been back in this country? How long have you been here since you left Birmingham?
11 years. Okay. I've been in America now. Time.
What about, where's your sister from?
My sister, she is from St. Louis, but she lives in Maine right now.
Maine?
Mm-hmm.
So it's cold up
there?
Oh,
you can have Maine.
Yeah.
Yeah, that gets cold.
Yeah.
Those people are different up there. Those East Coast people. They're kind of weird. I'm sorry. I was up there once, Cape Cod or something. My daughter was working a summer camp, and rich people send their kids like to Cape Cod or something. So she worked up there. So we went up there to see her when she was working. A nice camp, but the people are just different. You know, it's like you're not
snooty.
In the United States anymore. Yeah, I didn't want to say snooty, but they're just a different. I can't even describe it. Yeah, it might seem snooty, almost Canadian-like, but that doesn't mean they're bad people. I just didn't like it up there. There's not much about it that I like. Anybody else have anything to say?
I do. Sure.
All right. This is Dan Strauss, heir to the Levi Strauss fortune. Doesn't have to work, but he does it because he loves all of you so much. What do you have?
Yes, thank you so much. Now, last week,
yeah,
this
welcome.
Goes back to, I believe it was Thursday night, I took my daughter. It was her 21st birthday on December 6th. And then my niece, Demi Avery, graduated from SEMO in December. And we took them out to Annie Gunn's for a celebration dinner. And man, was it awesome. It was just incredible. And we got, and you said, I don't like, what is that, the pudding?
Bread pudding.
I never liked bread pudding, and I tried it before, and I've never liked it. But on your recommendation, we tried the bread pudding. And my girlfriend Sandy said it's kind of like Bananas Foster or something like that.
But yeah.
Man, oh man. That place is just, I recommend Annie Gunn's for anything. Anything. If you're celebrating, if you're not celebrating, just go to Annie Gunn's. It was incredible. And the staff is awesome there too. And then we spent
the British people in those like Scrooge type stories. They always say figgy pudding. Limey, what is that figgy pudding? What is that?
It's like a custard based dish.
That sounds good.
It's basically pudding, from what I know. I've never eaten it, but it is just. It's like pudding, because over there we use the word pudding to mean also dessert. So when I say that it is actually like a pudding. It's just like a pudding cup.
If you don't eat your meat, you can't have any pudding.
I don't know what character that was, but it sounded good to me.
No, that was
Pink Floyd reference.
Pink Floyd, yeah.
Breaking
yeah,
the wall.
It was good. And then New Year's Eve spent New Year's Eve with the.
Now my daughter was with you.
She was.
She and her boyfriend were with you. And Sandy, your girlfriend.
Yeah, and her boyfriend's brothers were there, and fiance, and bunch of people were there. Yeah, we went at the Launa Event Center.
Yeah, you know who wasn't there? Me. And I know. We'll talk about this if you want. I'm a very weird person. I don't care anything about New Year's Eve. I watched TV just long enough to know that everything that I clicked on, where they were having a New Year's Eve celebration, all I could think of was, boy, I'm glad I'm not there. Boy, I'm glad I'm not there. Boy, I'm glad I'm not there. Every one of them, the people looked miserable. Well, they didn't look miserable. It looked like I would have been miserable.
Well, we sent you pictures.
That Times Square thing.
Oh.
I don't get that at all. I just don't get it. I don't get any of it. Any of the celebrations I look for. It's just a sea of people, shoulder to shoulder. You can't move. It's freezing. In New York, it was 10 degrees. New Year's Eve night. Now, there's nothing about that looks fun to me. I told you before, I've never been to one New Year's Eve party. Now, there were a couple of times when the stations I worked for, we had some sort of an event, and yes, I had to attend that. But that wasn't me going to a New Year's Eve party. I absolutely could not care less about getting in a bunch of people and taking 6 hours to get. Mike Evans said, well, let's take the Rose Parade.
Oh,
remember, he said it takes, yes, 6 hours just to get out of the area.
Yeah.
6 hours. No, thank you.
Oh, there were. I watched a little bit of that parade, and people were everywhere. I mean, yeah,
it is spectacular. It's beautiful. But I'd rather watch it on TV. I just would.
But your daughter and I both said that you would probably do pretty well at that New Year's Eve party that we were at.
Because there was only a couple of hundred people.
Yeah, and it wasn't crazy. People weren't going crazy or anything like that. But the Well Hungarians were playing, yeah, and everyone just—it was just a great time, a really good time. And I know we sent you. Did she send you pictures, videos?
Yeah,
she sent you some
on
videos.
Stage.
Yeah.
Well, make up your mind. Was it a great time or a really good time?
It was a great, really good time.
Pick one or the other.
And then we tried to get your daughter to come up and sing Jackson with me, and she wouldn't do it.
Well, here's the reason it's a good idea. She didn't do that, because not everybody there were listeners. And if you put somebody on stage that sings that badly, they'd boo her off the stage. They wouldn't know the whole routine. They'd just go, get her off. It's horrible. So that was a good idea that she didn't go up
there. Yeah, and Steve Davis was there. And Steve Davis, Elvis, he got up and did a couple of Elvis songs and stuff, and it was a great time.
Anything else?
No, that's it.
Tim, you got anything?
Two quick things.
All right. Tim Woodburn, everybody. He's a newsman and a private dick. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, Frank.
You're welcome.
I'm really starting to absorb that whole private dick persona that you're throwing at me.
Well, it works.
Well, you know, for starters, just to go ahead and expand on that a little bit, you got to do something about this Taylor Nickerson, okay? Because he's already been kicked out of the studio like four times today. He tried to barge in on McKernan's show. Then he tried to barge in on Cusimano and Kilcoyne. He tried to barge in with the Hard Time guys, those ex-cons, Jansen and Moe and those guys. You got to do something about him, okay? He's getting out of control. So when he gets here in the 4 o'clock hour, you might need to send him to the spanking room.
Okay. I think it's the Hard Line. I don't think it's a Hard Time.
That's not Burke's. No, that's not Burke. We're in the Burke segment. That's Frank, not a story. Frank, do you have a story?
Frank calls it Hard Time. Yeah, I do have a story. So, all right, you know, Game of Thrones, this show that everybody's all mad about and whatnot. I never really got into it. So this weekend, I didn't really have a whole lot.
Now,
to do.
Why are they mad about it?
Because it's extremely popular. It's one, maybe the most popular show on TV in terms of a series that's on right now.
My wife watched it. I've never seen it. That's the one with Peter Dinklage, that little midget.
Right. Yep. That's what I'm getting to. You're mowing my lawn once again, Frank. Way to go.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is that I love the show. You know, you can just jump in season 3, episode 4. Season 4, episode 2, you can just jump in. You can actually get into it right away, because there's people getting their heads chopped off, and there's priests, you know, with their harems, and there's, you know, people that are going to war, and ships being built, and stuff like that, and dragons flying around, breathing fire. And I'm into it, and then all of a sudden I turn on that episode, and there's the midget in charge. And that's when it jumps the shark for me.
The midget in charge.
I can buy the fire-breathing dragons and magical potions coming out of people's stomachs and stuff. But the show just sells it for me when the midget's in charge. He's running these factions of soldiers, you know, and I'm like, there's just no way that could have possibly happened. And that's where the show gets turned off.
Was Peter Dinklage, you know, was he the was he the guy in Elf?
Yeah, he was
that
the angry mm-hmm. storyteller.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, he's an angry elf.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, I've watched, like, I've walked in the room when that Game of Thrones was on. I haven't watched five straight minutes of it. But when I see him, I almost think this must be a comedy or something, because every time I've seen it, he's in the role of some king, or like you said, the guy in charge, and right. It's kind of hard for me to take that very seriously.
What I'm saying,
yeah,
they
try to portray him like you won't notice that he's little.
How do you not
notice?
Just,
we'll put him in a regular role, and maybe you won't even after a while you won't even notice that he's a little.
Hang on a second. In the books, his character is a midget, is a little person. So that's why.
Yeah,
he
you're
takes
not supposed
on,
to
so,
say midget,
I'm
but
sorry.
I like it. I like the word midget. I do.
So they're not trying to portray him as a average Joe. Like he is. He is that short for a reason on the TV show. And I would say watch it from the beginning. The first season is a bit boring, but it gets really good after the into the was, halfway
was
through.
Was he like tall in the first season and a dragon breathed on him and shrunk him? What happened? There's just no way that these raw meat eating, let's fight, let's go to war, let's kill people with stones and swords. Who's our leader? Oh, this guy. He's 2 foot tall. What?
I'm right here. I'm your leader. Right here. We are the lollipop kid, the lollipop kid.
You want to hear a great bonus joke that is no longer funny, or and it's a joke that I think a lot of people under 40 wouldn't even understand why it was funny at one time. Here's the bonus joke. This used to be a really funny joke, and then I'm going to tell you why it's not funny anymore. This woman goes to HR, and she wants to file a sexual harassment complaint. And so the head of HR says, well, what's the problem? She said, well, there's a guy in accounting. His name is Dennis. And every day when, like, we go into the kitchenette and I go in there, he comes up and goes, well, your hair smells really good. And the HR person says, okay, and then what? And the woman says, well, that's it. But he does that all the time. Your hair smells really good. Your hair smells. And the HR person says, well, I'm not sure I understand why that makes you uncomfortable. She said, because he's a midget. Now, the reason that used to be funny is people didn't used to groom down there, okay? And there, I'm serious. There, for you young people, listen to me. There was a time when people had pubic hair.
What?
But they don't have it anymore because we got all this grooming stuff and all these things where, you know, you're supposed to groom down there and landing strips and all that. So that joke used to really be funny. No, it's true. That joke used to be really funny when you go, well, he says, my hair smells good. He's a midget. What it meant was he was at pubic level, mm-hmm. and that's the hair. But it doesn't work now. That joke doesn't work because there's no hair down there anymore.
Sticking his nose in everybody's business.
Yeah. Well, now the business has no hair. And would you agree with this? You think most people groom down there?
No. Yep.
Probably.
Yeah. I think they mm-hmm. do. No, I yeah. do. I think the only people who don't are maybe...
British.
Wow.
Well, they all don't right. look. They don't bathe. They don't bathe, but once a week, do they?
Hang on a second. You're thinking about the French here. All right, be nice.
Okay,
the French, the lingerie stores in Britain have Briggs and Stratton supplies over there. Okay, so I don't want to do this.
All right, the French women, they don't shave under their arms, I don't think. And Limey, is that true? The French people, they bathe like once a week, right?
Yeah, as far as I know, we bathe regularly.
Now tell the truth.
England.
When you were in England, did you bathe every day?
Yes, I bathe. I showered every day.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know.
We do believe in personal hygiene over there. You know, just
don't believe in going to the dentist.
Afterthought. Touche.
Well, British people, they generally have.
What is that?
They do.
No, I was going to say, why is that? Why?
What is it with the teeth? What is it with the teeth?
We just don't have fluoride in the water, and braces aren't really that much of a thing. I had braces. Several people have, like, it started to become a big deal. But the no fluoride in the water, that helps with the white teeth over here. And,
Well, it's not just the white teeth. The fluoride prevents cavities, too, I think, yeah. And they said that one of the problems with everybody drinking bottled water is we went for years and years and years and kids didn't have any cavities because of the fluoride in the water. But you start drinking bottled water and there's no fluoride in it, and now kids are getting their teeth filled again. They're getting cavities again because of bottled water. Now, how about this? I'm not making this up. Somebody sent me a picture of a store shelf in either Japan or China, and it's diet water.
Diet water?
I'm going to tell you something.
That's ridiculous.
If that comes to this country and my wife ever brings home diet water, that could be the end of it. That could just do it. That'd be the end of our marriage, because she's the kind. I don't mean.
She might want to cook with it, Frank.
No. She buys into any of this healthy crap, organic, gluten-free crap. She kind of buys into that. I would like to think that there's a point, and she won't go beyond that point. And the point would be diet water. Folks, let me tell you, water has not one calorie in it. Regular water, not a single calorie. Yet, there are people buying diet water. There's a word for those people. Stupid. They're just stupid. Oh my goodness, when I saw that, I couldn't believe what I was saying. It was at like a 12-pack of bottles, and it said diet water on it.
Diet water.
Oh, brother. All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back.
Did you see the screen? I was going to get someone on. He said he would love to come on with us today.
Well, tell him I'll take a... Well, it says 3:20. It's already after 3:20.
Well, yeah.
This is Tuesday.
See, the diet water labels, Frank, the diet water labels, I'm looking at one right now, they claim to give you better hydration when you work out than regular
water. That's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. That is ridiculous. The diet part's ridiculous. All right, so what are we doing here?
He's there.
He's there. Right. Does he know we have to go very fast here?
Yes.
Tuesday?
Yeah, he said they're really, really busy.
I'm in a hurry.
Gentlemen, the guy.
Happy New Year.
I didn't introduce you yet.
Well, you said we're in a hurry, so I'm going fast. I'm going to talk as fast as I can right now. Like one of those American Express radio commercials.
Well, see, Tuesday, normally I do the commercial, but we weren't on Monday. So, ladies and gentlemen, John Landoff.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year to everybody. And, man, I sure in the heck hope it warms up soon, okay? But we're busy. We had an unbelievable weekend. We had so many AM and the PM customers. I don't have them all written down, but I will get to them later in the week. But, man, it's been, like 50-plus new and used for the weekend. You know, Frank, you and I talked. We don't know what turns the market on, but I think consumers knew that these unbelievable offers that General Motors and Chevrolet are putting out right now, they can't afford to put them out there, you know, much longer. $9,000 off on a 2018, you know, Silverado. $12,000 off 17 Silverados and Tahoes and Suburbans, and $5,000 and $6,000 and $7,000 off Malibus and Impalas and Camaros. So it's been a great weekend. We're busy today. On a Tuesday we normally shut down at 6:30, but tonight we know that we'll probably be there until 8. So that means if you're out there in radio land, you AM and the PM customers, get in on these great deals. And even if you can't physically take delivery today, we can still wrap up and lock in on these great deals as long as we do everything by 8 or 9 o'clock tonight. All right? How about that?
It sounds good to me. I'm glad you're busy.
It is fun. It is nothing worse than to be really cold and not be busy. How was your New Year's?
It was exactly the way I wanted it to be. I was at home, which is where I am every New Year's Eve, and it was wonderful because I didn't get drunk. I didn't stand next to people who were vomiting or peeing on me. I didn't have to listen to some. I didn't have to breathe the alcoholic breath of some obnoxious loudmouth. It was fantastic. It was a great New Year's Eve. Yeah, that's the way I like
it. That's great. Well, again, thank you. Happy New Year. Looking forward to an unbelievable 2018. But hold on. Today, even though it is 1/2/18, all of today's business goes into the month of December. So, AM and the PM crowd,
we need get in there.
Come on in all and right. See us, and you're going to have a great time.
They'll do it. Thank you, John. Phone number. Go ahead.
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7. 365 at lawndoff.com. Have a great
day. Right, thank you, John. Happy New Year.
Thanks, Frank. Happy New Year.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm going to do some Amini's business, then we'll take a break. Amini's is having some end of the year closeout. Now, the closeout stuff that they sell, I guess in a perfect world, they would have sold it all by the first of the year. 2017 is over, so all the 2017 stuff is gone. But the truth is, they still have some last year's models stuff that they want to sell. It's perfect. I don't think most people can tell the difference between a patio set that was made in 2017 and one in 18 or one that was in 14. I couldn't tell that. It's kind of like boats. You know, the great thing about boats, they don't sell boats at Amini's, but you can have a boat that's 4, 5, 10 years old, and the average person has no idea. I've had lots of boats. I have a boat now, and I don't have any idea how old a boat is. So when you buy this year-end clearance stuff at Amini's, it's all brand new. It's brand new. You just save some money on it. I would say go to their website, Amini's.com, A-M-I-N-I-S.com, and take a look at what they have for you that they're not going to have for very long, because it'll be gone. You can't miss the place if you go down 40. It is a copper dome. You can see it from the highway. Get off at Boone's Crossing. Go in, tell them your AM and the PM. They love to hear that. We love for them to hear it. And just say, hey, thanks for supporting the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. And stick them with them when they move to 590 The Fan. Sticking with us, rather, when we move to 590 The Fan. It's Amini's, nothing else like it. There is no other store like it except the other three Amini's in the United States. But they're not right down the road from you. This one is. Again, it's A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's.com.
All right, we're going to check in with Frank Ladd and see how traffic's moving along.
...70 westbound before Wright City. An accident and traffic is backed up from rounds T and W. 270 northbound at Graboy, an accident blocking the right lane. And 270 northbound after 40, a stall right shoulder. Traffic's brought to you by GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Great news, there's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. GEICO could help you get great coverage at a great price, and it only takes 15 minutes to see if you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Go to GEICO.com today and see how much you could save. Reporting from 590, The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. My firm, Gateway Investigations, has been in business in St. Louis for over 10 years. We use modern GPS technology to find people or to figure out what they're doing when you're not around. Call me, 238-1367, or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
Vincent Mortgage is your local source for all things mortgage-related. Whether you're looking to refinance your current home, purchase a new home, lock in a reverse mortgage, or whatever it is, call Vincent Mortgage today and let one of our professional loan officers help you make the right decisions for your financial situation. Call 314-839-9999 or chat live at VincentMortgage.com.
12801 Flushing Meadows Drive, St. Louis, Missouri, 63131. NMLS number 225095.
They've been so mistreated by abusive owners and elitist ignorance that it's done permanent damage to these beautiful creatures. Every day, millions suffer from lonesome neglect, but you can make a difference. How? By giving a gun a loving home. Danny Dennis Sporting Goods wants nothing more than to match you with the perfect firearm to fit your lifestyle. So please, have a heart. Don't let a beautiful gun spend another lonely night on a cold shelf. Adopt one today. Stop by Danny Dennis Sporting Goods, number 1 Gravoy, just over the bridge on the banks of the Merrimack River. In Fenton.
It's not too much to ask for your washer and dryer to get your clothes clean and leave them undamaged. It's pretty much the whole point. Hey, it's Denise from Appliance Discounters. I want to tell you about Speed Queen Laundry. Since 1908, Speed Queen has continually offered an impeccable wash and dependability. These washers are so durable, they have been tested to last up to 25 years in your home. Best of all, Speed Queen has backed up their washers with a warranty of 3 to 5 years parts and labor. This coverage is worth $250 and it's free. Check out the Speed Queen Laundry at any of the Appliance Discounters. Counter 6 showrooms, and as always, our savings are your savings.
Hello, St. Louis. For over 75 years, our family has been making transportation dreams come true.
Shop Johnny Londoff Chevrolet 24/7 at Londoff.com.
Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, a name you know, a dealer you can trust.
Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
Ah, Buffalo Springfield. And the song is... Oh, shoot. It's a weird name. Hold on. Now, he's driving me crazy. What is it, Limey? It's Buffalo Springfield. What's the song?
Stop, Children, What's That Sound?
No, that's not the name of the song.
Yeah, it is. That's what I'm looking at.
Oh, we got controversy.
No. No. It's For What It's Worth is the name of the song. I just thought of it. It's called For What It's Worth, Buffalo Springfield.
Okay.
I'm telling you, the song is called For What It's Worth.
All right.
I'm going to search that right now.
I'm going to wait until I win this.
For What It's Worth.
I think it is. Oh, for What It's Worth.
Damn it, he's right.
Why did you say the name of the song was whatever you said?
Stop Children, What's That Sound? Because that's what it's titled as. Like, I'm looking on YouTube and that's
wrong.
It is wrong.
But you can look it up like that on YouTube too.
It's because, For What It's Worth.
Yeah.
Well, I'm very glad I didn't test him then, because I would have looked.
We didn't close the Burke segment. I think we can close it, right? Let's do that.
Yeah.
Burke segment. When my grandson was over, one of the things he opened for Christmas was some slime. Kids like Play-Doh, and they make this slime. So some of it got on our couch. Our couch is not leather or vinyl. It's like tweed, and it got in the fibers, and we couldn't get it out. It's very much like gum, like a big glob of gum. So we could not get it out. It's blue. And the couch is sort of like tan.
And that stuff is not really supposed to be sticking to things like that and hanging on to it.
You know what? It may not be supposed to stick to it.
Yeah.
We could not get it out. Here's a glob of this blue crap on this sofa. So I called a guy we'd used before. He's a carpet and upholstery guy. He's a good guy. And I said, I think this would have been like Friday or something. And I said, listen, you got to come over. I think the longer that stuff sits, the more it just kind of gets, you know, ground in. So he did come out the next day, and he got it out. He that's what he does. And he had the steamer, so he got it all out of there. Now, while he was there, and this, I want everybody to just think about this. For whatever it is you do for a living, I think most everybody thinks, you know, my job. And then there's that stuff you don't like about it. But listen to this. I'm asking him about cleaning upholstery and chairs and sofas. And get this. He said that he had just come from a job where he had to go and remove the stains from a recliner because the grandmother lived there and lost control of her bowels in the recliner.
Oh.
No.
Now, I said, how much of that work do you do? And he said, a lot.
Whoa.
Well, think about it. They're baby boomers, a lot of us, or a lot of people who are baby boomers, have parents that are living, and sometimes they live with them, 90 years old or whatever, and they kind of, you know, lose it. And I said, so you have to go out and steam out the poop out of a chair. And he said, yeah.
My job stinks.
Did you wear a mask or something? He goes, yeah, sometimes I wear a mask, rubber gloves and all that stuff. And I said, do you go to places and if somebody blows their brains out? He said, no. He said, he's not allowed to do that because then you get into this sort of hazmat stuff where that's tightly controlled. You got to be licensed to do that. And there are companies that do that. That's what they do. They go to the site of an accident or a suicide and they clean that stuff up. Now, how depressing is that?
But poop's okay. Poop's not a hazmat.
Right.
No, anybody can clean up poop, but still, it's just something I never thought about. I thought, well, he goes and gets carpet stains out. He gets stains out of the chairs. But I just never thought about the number two
thing. I just
want
to change the channel.
Yeah, but that's very common. And he said there's a lot of work. So we can kind of thank old people for pooping in their pants because it keeps guys like that working.
I love that Alex Trebek.
What? Congratulations to Hoda Kotb. Do you know who this is?
Yes.
Hoda Kotb?
Had her in the news today.
She is now the co-host of the Today Show. And I think it's interesting that they did not put another man in Matt Lauer's place. And I'm going to tell you why I think they did this. I think this is their way of almost overcompensating for the treatment of women up till this point, the stuff Matt Lauer did. So by putting her in as the co-host, they said, well, we want the world to think that we believe a woman could do this job, as well as a man, whether they really think that or not. So I think they were making a statement by putting her in there, not putting a guy in there. Because I thought it would be Willie Geist or Carson Daly's on there. Maybe him.
Yeah, because Willie does. Doesn't he do the weekend portion of it?
Yeah. But I'm serious. I think they did it to help offset the bad publicity from, you know, that they got from Matt Lauer. Now, if you'd like to call, it's the first show of the new year. You could tell us anything. Tell us what you did New Year's Eve. We don't care what you talk about. It's 314-821-0590. That's 314-821. What?
Just Dan being silly.
Yeah.
What can you turn on Hoda Kotb and call the upholstery guy? Okay, I'm finished.
No, I don't think you are. Right? Sadly, I don't think you are. Now I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, I discovered. Have you ever seen the Revolt channel?
Nope.
There's a lot of channels people don't know they have, like the RFD channel. That's all rural country stuff. There's all this Discovery Science stuff. I never saw this channel till New Year's Eve. It's the Revolt channel. Folks, this is something you have to watch. I got to say this and not have it come out wrong. It's a black channel. Like BET is black, and this is a black rapper hip-hop kind of channel. So I'm flipping around just to see all the crazy lunatics New Year's Eve all acting like they're having a great time, you know, hats and noisemakers. And I come to this Revolt channel where I believe is Puff Daddy, is that the same as P. Diddy? Or are they two different people?
No, the same guy.
Well, why does he have two names? So there's no more P. Diddy?
He tried reinventing himself, so he became P. Diddy, and then I think that died about 7 or 8 years ago, and he went back to being Puff Daddy. He was just, I'm guessing it was an image change.
You guys know who Irv Gotti is?
No.
Irv Gotti is a hugely successful rap producer. You know who Nas is?
Yeah. Yep.
You know who 2 Chainz is?
Sadly.
Folks, there are two different United States of Americas. There's the one that most of us know about, and then there's this entire other culture, the rap culture, the hip-hop culture, and there's a lot of money in it, a lot of money. I watched Puff Daddy, New Year's Eve, throw the party of all parties. You've never seen so much money. It was in Miami or somewhere, and they're on the roof of this expensive mansion, and there's a pool and a bunch of people, and Puff Daddy gets up there, and he starts saying, 2018 is going to be a revolution. Now, the channel is called Revolt, and he's talking about a revolution in this country, and we're black people. He says, we're going to get what's coming to us, what's ours, what we deserve. We're going to turn things. And I'm watching him thinking, wait a second. What is it that you think you've been screwed out of? I'm watching you. You got all the money in the world. You're in Miami. Where's the injustice to you, Puff Daddy? What are you revolting against? Are you revolting against a country that has allowed you to be richer than rich doing this, whatever it is you do, this rap hip-hop thing? And so if you get a chance, watch this Revolt channel. It's actually very interesting, but it's also disturbing because these people who have a voice, the Jay-Z's and the whatever, it's like they're trying to rile everybody up to make everybody feel like, hey, we're not going to take it anymore. You're not going to take what anymore? You're not going to take the opportunity to go to school where everybody else goes to school anymore? What is it you're not going to take anymore?
Well, they're also trying to... what's the word I'm looking for? Look like they're still middle class, you know, and it's still
I love it when they do that. Yeah, you know? They couldn't begin to relate to middle class people.
They probably
there's 2 Chainz. I watched this guy New Year's Eve night. There was a special where it was at his home. I have never seen so much money spent. He had a gold champagne gun. It shoots champagne. You put a bottle in it, and it's like an AK-47, and he was just spraying champagne around. All right? He had a floaty in the pool, and I'm going to mess this name up. I always do. Swarovski crystal. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
This floaty had all these Swarovski crystals on it. And he said, yo, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I feel the love. And then he says, y'all, keeping it real. That's another thing I like to say. I'm keeping it real. You know what I'm saying? For real, keeping it real. And then he says, this is the most expensive floater in the world. $6,000 for an inflatable swan that some gal was floating around on because it had all these crystals in it. And I'm watching the money, and I'm looking at what's hanging on this guy's neck and his watch, and I'm just thinking, we missed it. We missed it. We messed up somewhere. Because all the things that we were told not to do, filthy language, disrespecting women, vulgarity, education, grammar, they do the opposite of all of that, and they're making a fortune. They're vulgar, they're disrespectful, they just blow through money. I mean, we're taught to like save for a rainy day, whatever. Am I the only one? I'm just stunned.
I'm stunned
at the money they make.
We can start a label, a country rap label, and just call it crap.
Now, Frank, I'm wondering when they were buying things for this party that you just referred to.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to imagine the conversation that the person who's writing the check for the party supplies is having with the person who's selling the party supplies, right? It's like, okay, so how much for ice? $1,300 for ice, K-check. $2,600 for cocktail shrimp? That's a little pricey. Okay, sounds good. How much for the meatloaf? $3,300? Okay, that's a lot of meatloaf. Okay. And how much for the inflatable swan? $6,000? $6,000 for the inflatable swan. Yeah, that's a good price. Yeah, we'll take one. Sure.
I'm encouraging anybody who's never watched any of those crib shows where these rappers take you on a tour of their homes or these basketball players, watch them because it'll depress you. You'll be depressed. You will.
They go
through a lot of money. And 2 Chainz, this guy can't even construct a sentence, and he's obviously filthy rich. So some things I'm just baffled by. I'm puzzled by it. And
my favorite ever episode of Cribs was Disturbed lead singer David Dramaine was featured on an episode of Cribs. And on his house in California, in Hollywood, he had mirrors on 100% of the ceilings in his house, so that he could watch himself having sex on the ceiling, and just in case he was having sex in that room, he'd be able to get the mirror shot of what was going on in every room in the house.
Nice.
All right, here's my problem with the mirrored ceiling. I only was in one time ever in my life where there was a mirrored ceiling, and I don't remember where it was. It was some resort or something, and when I lay down on the bed and looked up, I saw the most disgusting sight. It was me in my underwear, and I do not want to see that. I do not want to see myself. Now, I guess if you're chiseled, you know what I'm saying? If you're ripped, yeah, you want to lie there and look at yourself, but not me. I don't want to see that. That's the last
thing. Gross, man.
I ripped it is one gross. In bed.
And oh, you know what else I did? You know what else I did? I'm because it is New Year's Eve, and I'm one of those losers that just sits at home and has a party. So I'm just flipping around and just grabbing as much as I can off TV, and I watched a show. I didn't watch a lot of it. I watched about 10 or 15 minutes of a show that I never watched when it was actually on the air. So I thought, I'm going to see what this was about. This is one of the worst shows. Did you ever watch Three's Company with John Ritter?
Yeah.
Coming up on our door.
Oh, we've been waiting for you.
All right, I never watched it. Never watched it. All I know is it's two chicks and a guy, John Ritter. They live together. That's the worst show. The corny, horrible writing.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, oh, my good. Go back and watch it on one of these TV Land or whatever they're called. It's so bad.
And that they had Mr. Roper, and then later on, the second kind of generation of that show, Don Knotts was the landlord.
John Ritter had to act like he was gay to Don Knotts because they wouldn't allow him to live there unless he was married to him, so they said he was gay.
Yeah.
But it's so bad. I just never knew. I guess back then when people watched it, they couldn't have thought it was that bad. It wouldn't have been a big hit. They must have thought, hey, this is a huge show. But you watch it now and you go, how could that ever have been a good show? It's just silly.
Suzanne Summers. Hey, did you want to talk to Mark? He's been holding for a little while.
You know what? He's been holding. Let's talk to him real quickly. Mark, Happy New Year. How are you?
Happy New Year. Mark. Thank you.
What's
up? I've got a couple questions, and how is the Volkswagen Super Beetle coming along?
Ooh.
You know what? It's the mechanics, the motor, the brakes, all that stuff are done. Now it's body and floorboard and seats and dash and all that stuff. They're working on it. It's going to be May or June, but thank you. It's coming along fine.
I can't wait to see it.
Me too.
Have you guys heard from Jackie at all? The lady that would count the numbers and that weird stuff?
You know what? We think... I hate to say this. We think Jackie may not be with us anymore. We don't know.
Sure.
No, we have not heard from her for, Dan, what do you think, 2 years?
Oh, yeah, yeah. She used to call us from a home, and we think she was institutionalized. But, she used to call and say,
hi, this is Jackie, and I want to say love equals 3 and 4, and that is...
And Mark, you know what happens when when you go 2 years and somebody doesn't call anymore, you got to assume that they're no longer with us. Just like Robert the Joke Writer. Robert the Joke Writer was always in the hospital. He's like 400 pounds. I just think he's gone. I think he's no longer here.
Sure.
Yeah, I'd love to have Jackie back on.
And the last thing was, I was watching some of the New Year's Eve stuff, and they interviewed some people in the front row, and they were saying they were wearing diapers.
Yeah.
Because there's no bathrooms. And then the lady reporting, she says, oh, you're wearing diapers. And her next thing out of her mouth was, have you used them yet? And they just kind of stared at her. I'm like, are you really going to answer that?
But if you look at that crowd, if you look at Times Square, I've thought that every year. I think, what if somebody right in the very middle of that crowd had a bathroom emergency?
Cramps and
Where
gurgles.
Are you going to go? You're never going to make it. You're never going to make it.
Oh, they tell people, especially when you're in the middle of Times Square, go ahead and get the pens and wear those because there's nowhere to go.
Boy, that sure sounds like a great night out, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You go out somewhere and
shut it all down.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that just makes it even more less appealing to me.
Hey, honey, look, the ball's dropping.
Yeah, you're in a crowd of people. You're pushing and shoving. People have alcohol breath, and you're cold, and you're miserable, and then you just pooped in your pants.
Yeah.
That makes it all really worth it. Mark, thank you for the call. Those were good questions. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep. All right.
Bye-bye. No, I'm glad he said that. Because for all the stuff that I think is not appealing to me about New Year's Eve, he just added that just tops it all off. You got to poop in your own pants because you're in such a crowd of people. Yeah, that's a good night. All right, let's do a little business. We come back, we'll have Taylor Nickerson followed by Dan Buffa. We're gonna get the latest on the tech stuff and the movies. Before we do all that, I have to at least get you to think about changing where you do your banking. First Community Credit Union sponsors the yard sale on Saturday morning. I want to thank them for that. As far as I know, they'll continue to do that in 2018. So thank you, First Community Credit Union. You know that saying about when one door closes, another opens? That's actually what happened with them. I had a bank that I spoke for 8 or 9 years. And we lost it because they decided to, the guy that I worked with was the president and he had retired, stepped down. So they bring in this moron to be president of the bank and he decides he's going to change everything, including me. Not going to do that anymore. Not going to do this. He lasted 1 year and they got rid of him. But by then it was too late. We had already stumbled onto, thank goodness, First Community Credit Union. They stepped right in and said, hey, have an opening. You don't have that bank anymore. We'd like to be part of the show. So they are. And I'm glad they are. And I would hope that you would consider doing your banking at First Community Credit Union. That's where I do all my banking, business banking, personal banking, all this, whatever you want from a bank, debit card, credit card, home loan, car loan, all that stuff. First Community Credit Union, 43 locations. Largest credit union in the St. Louis area. Looking forward to a terrific 2018 with them as one of our partners And if you'd like to thank them for everything they do for the show and for the yard sale on Saturday, there's one real easy way to do that. You're already banking somewhere anyway, so why not just move it all over to First Community Credit Union? You can find out a whole lot more at their website, which is firstcommunity.com. And the popcorn is always fresh, and the people are always friendly. First Community Credit Union. Don't go away. We come back after the news, and we'll have Taylor Nickerson.